I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J Okerson. And welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Sherry O'Connell did a promo video for joining the talk that I think you guys would be.
He's like, finally, a sassy black woman on the show. Me, Jerry O'Connell.
I don't know if you guys know this. I slid into the life of her in the Sliders universe.
Yeah, have you ever seen the other girl from Sister Sister? I'm one of those twins.
I'm just 16 years old. Where was you at when you fucked a 16-year-old for the first time? He goes, what? Would you do this so M.O.P.'s ante up? Let it rip.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the talk. We are so excited.
Damn, it's kindergarten teacher energy, huh?
I got to tell you something. Pause it. And Jacob, you know Cheryl, and you got to say the same thing. I only know her from comedy. I think we've met once or twice, and she's always been like, but she's a long time legend, living legend of comedy. She has really, they've chosen to, for sure, soften her look, for sure.
I mean, it's
Jacob, am I right? They've softened her look a lot. She was a really, remember she was wearing dark red lipstick all the time, and she just like holding the purse and like, it was like pantsuits always.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like they've really, it literally looks like she knows white people are watching. She softened up her look a lot. She looks good. She looks really good, but I'm just saying
hey,
this is not her look.
Hey, sleepy old whites. Good morning.
Yeah, she got styled. And they girled her up.
I can't watch this aggressive black woman while I have my toast.
Yeah, too aggressive. Those pantsuits.
She's just 16 years old.
Play it.
About to reveal who will be joining us as a permanent host on the talk. Now this person.
That's right, baby. Announcing who the fourth horseman is. Ric Flair, I know it's you.
She always referred to me as Jacob, the man of God with the big rod on the air.
That's awesome. That's honestly.
It was such a term of endearment.
That's honestly nicer than anything we've ever called you.
It really is. Jacob, the man of God with the.
Based on nothing.
But what'd you say? With the man of God with the.
Because I was talking down the line.
Jacob?
What's the end of the thing? The man of God with.
Jacob, honey?
With the big rod.
The man of God with the big rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't flow good. Check. The man of God with the big rod.
Yeah, it flows.
Okay.
Something like, I think that's what it was.
Jacob!
Well, you better hope it's what it was, because if you think there's ever a day that's going to go by in the next 4 weeks till I forget, then I'm not going to call you Jacob, the man of God with the big rod.
That's pretty crazy, because I had this nickname for a long time, and it was Dan, the cool man, don't ask him his plan, so...
Yeah,
ask me.
Yeah, I only met her twice, but I think one time she was like, Jay, the guy who fucking, his dick is so fat it splits your snatch open, you have to go to the hospital. It doesn't rhyme, but this was her early work.
My shorter nickname was Honeycomb.
Besides that, she called me Juju. J-E-W, J-E-W.
All right, let's see this announcement. Let's see this fucking... Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, my fuck.
Oh, no, it's just jump raw. It's a montage, workout montage.
God. Oh, I don't like this one bit. I don't like this one. It would have been funny if it was still Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, she's like, I'm back.
I've been training.
Man, what a bad employee. He just shows up and eats a PA sandwich. That's in the video. He ate, a lady walked by with a sandwich, he took a bite. He's high-fiving everybody. Jerry, you do that day one, you're going to have to do it every day. You high-five everybody, you're going to have to say hi to everybody. That's a lot.
And then he rips off the...
The sweatsuit? And he
rips a tearaway sweatsuit, and he's got his tight dress clothes under. Is my phone going off like that?
Yeah, what do you have?
I don't
submarine
know.
Submarine being attacked.
Is there... Mike Fenoya. Sounds terrifying.
Oh, my God. Guys, that's it.
Has he done a show yet? With them?
When was this from? That was from July 14th, so maybe... So that was it? He just did the Rocky thing and walked in? Or
did the Rocky thing, yeah.
I mean, eventually he's going to talk, and he's going to, I assume he's going to go with the, hey, girls, what's up?
What if he doesn't? What if he comes with just like cool, calm? He's like, what'd you say?
That'd be great. He goes, bitches, please. Yeah. Come on. What if he gets his pimp hand just comes up hard?
Because how do you think I keep Rebecca in line?
Bitches, please. Could you?
I'm putting my hand up, which means I'm going to speak. Now you're going to let me speak. I'm going to slap your bitch ass.
I'm going to slap you right across your mouth.
Who wants the back? Who wants the front? Jan Jay was at home watching Bachelor. What's that, Jacob?
Do you think Jerry
Jacob, the man of God with the big old rod?
Oh.
Jacob, you get something to say?
Stir the pot.
Do you think Jerry has this enthusiasm all the time, or is it like, you think he's home depressed, or does he have this spirit? I've never had this enthusiasm in my life.
I hope it's a natural enthusiasm, Jacob. I hope there isn't that story. I hope the Lifetime movie doesn't come out where he's taking a swig of fucking whiskey and he's like, smile for him.
Oh, Christine, back it up. Back it up already. Back it up already.
So this is right after his, where this he runs
is,
in.
Oh, so this is when he came hot out from the back after the Rocky
I have to see his introduction to the show. This is so good.
Man, if we ever, to have Jerry O'Connell come in as, like, the fake new host. You know what I mean?
I do. Here's the thing. He's not funny. He's not hateable. I like him. Look at us with the same socks.
Yeah. Dry fit boys.
He's not, he is hateable. But
he does.
I feel he's a real nice person.
Yes.
For real.
Let me explain this. He's the guy that you like that does cringe shit. Yeah. You like him. You like him.
Yeah.
He's like your friend. You know your friend in your neighborhood that didn't hang out with your friends from school, but you were still friends with that kid?
And then, yes, like, but, sometimes he did, but his choice wasn't to just act like a sassy black woman.
Yeah, instead he would neigh like a horse, and then you had to put a little distance in between them. You know? You're like, yeah, no, the horse kid's cool. He lives around the corner from me.
Listen,
good toys growing up.
Jerry O'Connell's behavior is explainable in that, well, he's a homosexual man, and that's fine.
But he's not.
But he's doing the character of, his whole thing is a character of a gay guy or a black woman.
We're having a party, man.
Well, I'll tell you what he is for sure, and it's the great word for him. We talked about it. He's a ham.
Ham.
He's a fucking ham,
dude. Get your yellow mustard.
That should be
because he is.
This guy is ham. Domestic ham.
Yeah, man.
That's the right word for it.
Who's a she ham?
Yes.
You're right. That's the issue. Not even that he's a ham.
He's she hamming it.
Jerry O'Connell's a she ham.
He might be their leader. He might be. Let's play the beginning.
You're right, Dan. Women are so can't get it together. They still need a man to lead their thing.
You said that.
You know what, dude?
Don't push that on me.
That's actually a really smart thing you said. They still need Jerry O'Connell, a technical man, to run their stupid girl organizations.
Don't kick me in front of that bus.
Now, you know what, dude?
You're making
it. I'm going to give you a little tap on the knee right there, Dan. That's good thinking. I'm going to co-sign with Dan's.
I didn't co-sign anything.
Most of it. I'm going to think about it overnight. I think Dan's put some thought into this, so I'm going to give it my full thought. But I think I agree with him.
Maybe if they can put down their sewing needles.
Nothing wrong with that.
Stop worrying about voting and maybe get your shit together.
I don't know. Maybe worry about what blush looks good in the fall. And then worry about taking over your
girlfriend. I know we already talked about that 90s documentary, but more. Man, poor girls in the 90s. It was so awful.
Yeah. Good time for natural tits.
Listen, great time for a dude if you want to see naked girls, but boy, oh boy.
All right, let's watch this.
Yeah, Jerry O'Connell coming in the studio. They give him his flowers. Give him, man, some flowers.
Thank you. Okay.
There's only...
The newest member of the talk, Jerry O'Connell!
She gave that Oprah intro.
Yeah, really.
I only recognize one Jerry on daytime TV, Jerry Springer.
His face.
I bet you he dances. He's got to dance.
Got to dance.
Lou.
Got to dance. Hold on. I was going to exit this and we'll come back in it.
So,
yeah.
Lutely going to dance.
All right. Does anybody want to take the action that he doesn't dance and just sits down?
Who wants a piece?
I'll do it. I'll do it just for fun. I'll take those odds because the odds are 2-1.
I bet you he does the lawnmower.
I'll spring.
The running man.
I'll get the between show, whoever gets between show tuna.
Okay. This is for
he's
between
such a
show two.
That any freeze frame of him looks outrageous.
He does. You know what he does is, do you remember when we watched that Netflix series Cheer?
Yeah.
He does cheerleader face where he's like,
oh, yeah. And we are the Fighting Knights, the Scarlet Knights. We are the top. We the top. Yeah, it looks like his claps have to echo. Like his hands are very tight when he claps.
Yeah. Also can fling a bitch in the air.
Oh, I bet he can toss a bitch high. I know what you're saying, Dan. You're right. Cheerleaders would be nothing if there weren't if they didn't have to allow some dudes on the cheer team
now
to
see?
Probably throw those dummies in the air.
Now see?
And you're right.
Now you see?
Yeah.
You played yourself. You pushed too hard to put it on me. You played yourself. Jerry, dance away.
Dance away. Dance away.
Jerry O'Connell be dancing like a baby in the 90s.
Where were you?
I don't like the
music. I wish they would have accidentally played Let's Get Retarded in here. It would have been great. Let's get retarded.
Right. Kiss and a flower. Kiss and a flower. Does he dance?
Come on. Yeah, come on. They want him to.
Punch.
Yes!
Come on, sit down, you motherfucker!
Are we not calling that dancing, the punches?
No, those punches, dude. Those were just straight jabs. That was
I'll buy you tuna.
Yes!
Yes! It was, you know what? I gotta be honest. The intro's not over. He might actually blast back up out of that chair and just start doing it. You know he's got that kind of energy. He could do that.
You know what? Keep playing. You're right. It's not over. It ain't over till it's over.
Jerry, we are so excited. How does it feel? How does it feel, man?
It's really exciting. First of all, I want to say you ladies have been so welcoming to me. I mean, I came here as a guest months ago, and just from the moment I walked in,
who are they now?
You're just gracious. You're kind. You're fun, and it worked. And
who are the four people
and
now? Cheryl Underwood.
We're gonna have a lot of fun.
They're gonna have a lot of fun, dude. Sitting in chairs super far from each other.
I'll tell you what. I bet they threw the house of money at him because I have no idea who the two girls besides Cheryl Underwood are.
Jerry, we're about to offer you $15 million a year.
I wouldn't be blown away by that, man.
Really? I would say two.
What? I don't know, dude. They had to throw the house at him. He's going to bring people to watch. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the star power now of that show. Over Cheryl Underwood?
Here's my question. Is he going, is this the same time as Wendy?
Ooh. Is it on the same time? Wendy's at noon.
Because you know, dude, check out when the talk is. Because if it's the same time as Wendy, I bet Wendy Williams is fucking pissed.
At Jerry O'Connor went straight competition?
Yeah, because he guest hosted for her and shit.
Yeah, well.
He sharpened his blade on her
She also
show.
Keeps trying, was it him that she was trying to go on a date with? Oh, no, it was Gary Owen. She was zipping it too. What are their names?
It's Cheryl Underwood, Corey Ann Inabo. Oh, she's from Dancing with the Stars. I know that because of my grandma.
It's pronounced Carrie Ann Inaba.
How do you know, Lou?
Because I love to dance.
He watches Dancing
with the Stars. You watch that show? Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, Rosie used to make me watch it. Rosie O'Donnell.
She used to make you?
For the show. We used to talk about it the way, much like we're talking about this queer show right here.
Elaine Welter Roth and Amanda Klutz.
No idea. Still, Lou, you were on air. You talked on air with Rosie O'Donnell on her show.
Yeah, she used to talk to her therapist about me. I was her sidekick.
Did she know all about your crazy life?
No. I kept it pretty whitewashed for her.
Oh, okay,
man.
So
imagine if
we
she...
know you better, right?
Yeah, totally. Really? Yeah, she thought I was a sweet boy.
Did you ever try to impress your cousins and bring her to a fucking barbecue on a regular old Sunday?
Dude, the backyard can't handle Doc Gooden and Rosie O'Donnell.
And Jerry goes, hey, would you mind for $1,000 I'll give you if you come to a barbecue for an hour, take pictures, tell the kids it's okay to be gay.
Sorry, Sally Jesse Raphael wasn't available.
Yeah.
You're my backup.
You could probably finger or kiss my Aunt Susan. I always thought she had a little of a dyke thing about her.
She played softball in the 70s, so that tells you a lot.
Yeah, that tells you anything. She only bleaches a mustache. She don't wags it.
So did Jerry not? So Jerry didn't stand back up. So we're good. We're out of the woods.
This clip's not over yet.
We're out of the woods, dude.
That clip's not over yet. Don't say we're out of the woods yet, dude. This guy can break into dance at any time. You watch him. Yes.
In between.
Yes.
In between show tuna is mine.
It is yours.
Dude, if
so
I don't
far.
Dance, I'm going to die.
I understand that, Jacob.
Jacob, we know you.
But now's not the time. We're waiting to see if O'Connell dances. You think he's got ants in his pants. Look at him. Look where his hands are on his legs.
He's ready to dance.
He's holding himself down. Play it.
You, Jerry. Yeah. We really are.
This is such pillow talk after the first time you fuck someone you're dating. You're like, this is awesome.
You're fun.
Just the way the body, your body moves, just feels good.
Dude, I don't know. What does he feel? He's the only dude I think ever in this position.
Dude, does he, you know how, I'm sure you're like me and you talk to the crew when you're filming stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Does he, like, go
I ask such dick questions. Not of them. I just ask them to sandbag people and sell them out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
me too.
Who's the person who you hate the most
yes.
in this production?
That's what I love the most. So my question, I wonder if Jerry tries to, like, talk to the grip, and he's like, fucking bitches, right? And he's like, what? It's like, fucking these crazy-ass bitches.
Is the person doing the makeup like, yeah, you're funny, Mr. O'Connell? He goes, funny.
Oof. Horny.
Horny. I want a little slice of that Asian. I want a little piece of that Asian pie out there.
I
want
to get a little enabled.
Yeah, I want to get her to suck on my mokies.
All
you
right.
know what I mean?
You get it.
Mokies.
give her my bubble tea.
If you know what I'm saying. All right. We're almost back in commercial.
Here's a fiver. Why don't you keep that between us?
Yeah, let me see your pussy before you leave.
Sure, dude.
There it is. All right.
There's a Franklin for you.
Hey, knock your tits together real quick and suck them.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Connell. Knock your tits together and then suck them.
I said slam your tits together.
We're back in 45 seconds. Can you please?
Yeah. Well,
Mr. O'Connell, I don't know. You want to give me the money back? You want those pesos? Knock your titties together.
Why
you comprende?
Why don't you give me that back?
You knock those titties together and suck them.
You know gold still backs the dollar. Why don't you give me that back?
You know what?
Because that's not golden behavior.
Bring it back over here. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe tomorrow you'll change your tune.
I want you to give me the
All right, we're back. Hey, yeah. Welcome back to the Rita Talk.
I got an avocado toast recipe that's going to make you dance.
Ooh, girls, are you wet too?
All right, hit play. Let's see if he jumps up.
I agree, and you know what, Jerry? I told you this the last time you were here. I
said, "Don't touch me."
Having you on set every day, you bring such an amazing energy to this studio, and also, like, I learn from you every day. You are so no, seriously, you are an incredible host, and we are so lucky to have you here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say, it's not. It's also while you guys are amazing. There's also a lot of people behind the cameras here who really help out a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, he's schmoozing.
Everybody.
Man, you can hear three cameramen eye roll. Honestly, guys, the real heroes, and I mean this, the real heroes are the camera people.
Can I tell you something?
What?
How many times over a beer the union workers on that camera crew have called him a faggot at a bar? It's got to be... It's unreal.
Are we wrong and they actually love him and then they get mad when we try to shit on him outside of it? We go like, hey Jerry, right? He sucks. He goes,
excuse me,
guy put braces on my kid.
He goes,
what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's your paycheck. He goes, nah, he came in, he did
it's different.
Before.
It's different.
He came in and paid for it.
He changed things. No, but look.
No, I don't think so.
I think
his union guys are always like, yo, this dude. He goes, I've never seen a man skirt and dance around so much. My camera's moving. I'm going to break my back.
Because he comes in sashaying into the studio with his flowers. I swear to God.
Yeah. He goes, up. Oh, hang on. We got to run through Twinkle Cho's, wrote a sketch we got to do now.
Or you're at.
I lose lunch.
Or at the bar, he goes, does he just dance all the time? He goes, say something wrong about Mr. Rowe again.
Yeah, Mr. Rowe.
Mr. Rowe is a good guy.
Continue.
I learn something from you every day, Jay.
Dan, I just want you to understand, I still say there's an 80% chance he dances for this.
All right. I mean, we're not out of the woods.
We talk, we laugh, we joke. But I'm going to tell you something. It's really a twofer. We get you,
But we get Rebecca, cause of my mind. She's my best friend. Oh my God.
Well, that guys, funny you bring that up. Last night, some glasses were thrown at each other, and we're gonna take a little cool off.
Yeah. Period. He goes, actually, Rebecca turns out, I just found this out myself, is a fucking whore who can't keep her hands off someone's brother when I'm working.
So it's going to be me. It's not a two for Cheryl. I hate to change what you said, but it's just me.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you can hang out with that pig if you want to, but I would never.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm ashamed to have children with her.
Post-marriage Jerry O, going to bring in some real dangerous sluts.
Yeah. Girls, lock your green rooms.
Lock it up. Keep your purses in a locker because these ones are not to be trusted. He goes,
I'm bringing in some real street trash.
He goes, I'm going to be getting sucked and fucked in hair and makeup. You got to work around it.
Strictly OnlyFans chicks.
I mean, I'll talk about girls that you are going to be disgusted with. So anyways, thanks for the J-O-B.
Thank you.
Also,
No Rebecca.
Yeah, I just want to state that for the record.
Still big chance you're going to dance. Go ahead.
And you know, I have to say, while it is very exciting for me to be here and an honor.
Show it with dance.
My wife is really excited. You know, typically, I'm an actor. I go do a job. My wife is like, okay, have fun. You know, you do you. And
pause it.
I was talking to my wife last.
Let's just talk real life.
Yeah.
Real life here. I'm not accusing anybody of anything.
Sure.
Outside shot, since she's been with Jerry O'Connell, she's gone back for a piece of the Stamos. Gosh. Stamos stayed pretty attractive.
I mean,
so very recently. He still
got it.
He's still attractive, but he's showing age now.
Sure,
for the first
he's
time.
He's leaning into it.
But yeah, but he's still a very handsome man.
It's got to be.
Do you think she's going back? In the real world, these guys all just live in a fucking town in Western Pennsylvania? For sure. It happens. Do you think in
it's a bar fight down at like Chuckles.
Yeah, but do you think it happens? Do you think she's going back for the juice? Did they have kids or anything?
No, but they have kids.
Yeah, her and him didn't have kids. But do you think she's just going back for a slice of the pie once or twice?
No, but I bet it's weighed on him the entire time.
That he like it's like you know the level of looks you're competing with, and it's like on a day-to-day, Jerry O'Connell might be your thing one day.
Also, you got to worry about.
I can tell you which one was better looking overall. I don't know.
You also got to worry about what the ending was. How was the ending? Was it a passionate ending? You know what I mean? Was it like.
Their lovemaking must be beautiful.
Exactly.
Must be.
Like Stamos cheated, and then everyone was, you know, and then she was like, I can't do this, get out of here. And then she married Jerry. So it wasn't like they fell out of love as much as there was a thing that happened.
She probably wanted to have kids.
And he didn't.
And he probably didn't, dude. He's got to lay that fucking dick around.
Yeah, he's got Johnny Appleseed all those ladies' vaginas.
She just moved on. He just started just...
John Stamos did everything right. If you watch him, I feel like, you know, a lot of people say about a good-looking dude that just, you know, bangs hotties all his life. Well, eventually...
Yeah, he gets sick of it?
Eventually time's going to catch up to him, and then it's all going to crash. Not with him. Watch his Architectural Digest tour of his house. He just became like 55, married a 30-year-old, and is enjoying being a dad now in this awesome house. No comeuppance.
No,
he seems like a very happy guy now, content guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Listen, he's so handsome and lays dick so good that he got a person who was already recognizable name in Hollywood to tag his name on the end of it.
Yeah.
Rarely, but no one calls Kim Kardashian Kim Kardashian West.
No, it's Kim Kardashian.
No one ever called her Kim Kardashian West. I still call her Rebecca Romaine Stamos. She's been divorced from and married to Jerry O'Connell for years. I don't think she's Rebecca Romaine O'Connell.
Damn. However, by the time X-Men 2
his
debuted,
dick was too big.
When the Fuller House star filed.
Wait, you guys?
Oh, he filed for divorce in
John
2005.
Stamos.
Citing I can always fuck this word up.
Irreconcilable.
Irreconcilable.
IR.
He just made a great transition. He just seems like a happy dad now.
Irreconcilable differences. They were rumors that they could not agree on having children. Wow, he nailed it.
That was a guess, but that would
However,
make sense.
However, they have both refuted the claims. In the end, their marriage just stopped working and they decided to walk away.
Just totally chill.
But they said that they expressed how challenging the time was for them, but they'd never had ill feelings towards each other.
Let me tell you something. For sure.
And she's been married to Jerry O'Connell since 07. And
yeah, I'd say I'd say 95% chance married she's sampled the, she's gone back for a bit of that Greek goodness.
You think she went back for some of that spicy feta?
Yeah, some of that Greek yogurt, dude.
One of those grape leaf wraps?
Yeah. Greek yogurt was too on the nose.
Yeah.
Yours were better. No, yours were way better.
comes all yogurty. I think I want, damn, that's his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Those ass cheeks.
No, Jacob, it's not about that.
Ian, stop it.
Well, she's a good person. Yeah, she's super hot. For him. He's happy. Does she have a name like a Mikakopoulos? Spanakopita? She Greek? He loves that shit.
No, it's McHugh.
Oh, Irish.
Irish. That's fine for him. He's
Scottish.
A shit. He doesn't give a shit.
Like you, Mary and Uncle Jesse.
You know what's funny? He's in love and he's happy being a dad and like a husband now, you say, Jacob. But what? I bet also if it ended at all tomorrow, I bet he's just like, it's fine.
Good run.
Do you know what I mean? If it was like, she's like, I'm taking the kid and I'm leaving and it's final. He just goes like, all right, well, all right, new situation now, I guess. It's fine. All right,
peace out. I'm going to take my shirt off.
He's going to take it upset. Yeah, he's like.
He goes, I'll take some Rays. I'm going to go get some Rays. And then I'll.
Goes, that's cool. I'm going to think. He goes, I'm going to go out to by the pool and just go through the cell phone real quick and see who I'm going to get my dick sucked by tonight.
It's pretty crazy. I'm just going to check my DMs. Fall into some puss.
My DMs. This could be fun. So maybe I can get maybe an older star. Yeah. Get a younger star. I think Aunt Becky owes me one.
He goes, what's Pam Anderson up to?
Yeah, I'll give her a word for old time's sakes.
It was the 90s. I love the 90s.
You know me.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings and full shows always on SiriusXM.